Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 13. Leftover snow and ice from the weekend storm combined with below zero temperatures turned many roads and highways into skating rinks this morning, causing dozens of accidents, including one that was fatal. Authorities in Milwaukee County say icy conditions on the Hone Bridge resulted in multiple accidents, including one that sent a vehicle over the railing. That vehicle plunged about 50 feet, killing the driver. Several other accidents were reported in Racine and Kenosha counties. More accidents are being reported as the afternoon progresses. Unrelated to the weather, a semi-truck caught fire on I-94 in Racine County near Highway K just after 11:30 this morning. That incident closed a couple of lanes while the fire was put out and the vehicle towed away. One home at 1227 Lawndale Avenue in Mount Pleasant's Lake Park neighborhood was destroyed by fire after 2 o'clock this morning. And another house nearby at 1225 incurred significant damage while the woman and child both went to the hospital with burns. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It was an attic fire for which the cause is still under investigation. A woman called 911 dispatch reporting a lot of smoke and flames inside, and she was having trouble breathing. The occupants did get out safely as crews responded. They found the 1.5-story home engulfed in flames, which extended to the other house. The 57-year-old woman, transported by South Shore paramedics with first and second degree burns to her arms and legs. A 5-year-old boy had some minor burns. The cold weather conditions led the incident commander to declare a mutual aid response, bringing in crews and equipment from neighboring communities. Also helping in the response, the fact that the nearest hydrant had been cleared of snow for easy access. A news release says additional damage would have occurred had this not been done. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The human remains found last spring off a frontage road near I-94 and Highway 158 in Kenosha have been identified as those of a Chicago man who's been missing since 2012. Hosea Jackson, who was 46 at the time of his disappearance, was last seen at a friend's house in South Suburban Country Club Hills, where he'd gone to help clean, according to a Chicago Tribune story from back then. Jackson left the home after telling the friend that his ride had arrived, but the woman said she neither went to the door to see who it was, nor did Jackson tell her. Jackson was reported missing by family members about a week later. A contractor working in the area of I-94 and Highway 158 last April spotted the remains along the frontage road. The possible cause of death hasn't been revealed, but it's being treated as a homicide, according to Kenosha Police Department Lieutenant Thomas Hamm. Hamm says the family was told of the positive ID based on a DNA match last Friday and that the news has given them a sense of closure. The sales of existing homes in November set a new record for the month, according to the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Compared to last November, sales in Racine County increased 27.1%, but the median price fell 1.7%. Kenosha County posted a 24.6% sales increase, with a median price rose 14.3%. In Milwaukee County, sales were up 21.4%, and the median price increased by 13.8%. For the year through November, sales rose 9% in Racine County with a median price increase of 5.9%. In Kenosha County, sales were up 9.1% and the median price increased 5.6%. In Milwaukee County, sales rose 11.4% and the median price was up 5.3%. There's funding in the 2017 City of Racine budget to take a close look at facilities for the police and fire departments. Given the age and condition of the safety building and the kind of fix-up money it continues to require each year, DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen told the Public Works Committee recently that study could tie into use of the annex building immediately to the south.
It's questionable whether that would be a good candidate for renovation. Until we get through that process, I don't think it's in the city's, to basically take a look at how that is being used. I would recommend that we would wait until that study is done, because it may generate, a different use for that building.
The Racine Council and the 2017 capital improvement budget included $50,000 for a study on facilities and the needs for the police and fire departments. The Racine Unified School District's regular monthly business meeting tonight at 6:30 includes consideration of a one-year contract extension for Superintendent Lolly Haas, who issued a statement on Friday saying it will be a transition period to new leadership. Whether that means the Board of Education will look to Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion to take over or decide to conduct a search remains to be seen. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.